This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Emily Kaplan over the weekend. Bruins didn't want to go to a third year. Eventually, management, Sweeney and Neely, went to ownership, the Jacobses, and they got the third year on the table. So there was a gap in term between Sweeney and Marchand, Sweeney and Marchand's agent, but ultimately they met him at the third year. Elliot Friedman says they weren't offering a pay cut. He wasn't going to take a pay cut. So what was Marchand asking for, and how does he wind up in Florida, which I know, is on the East Coast, but we went through this with Brady. Like, the idea Brady wanted Tampa,
yeah, right,
because he wanted to stay close to his kids was nonsense. That remains nonsense. It was always nonsense. That's nowhere near New York and Boston.
You're on the same time zone. Great.
Just like
it's still pretty far away.
Florida is nowhere near Boston. It's closer than the West Coast, I guess.
Sure.
But either way, you're on a flight. You're not close. You can't just hop in the car and drive. So I don't want to hear about that. He went to Florida, I think, and this is, you're the insider, Keith, not me.
Sure.
He went to Florida out of spite. I've seen this making the rounds on Twitter. It's like Ray Allen going to the Heat.
Yeah.
It's like, I am going to go there. I'm going to stick it to, I'm going to go play with Sam Bennett and Matt Tkachuk, the team that knocked you guys out of the playoffs the last couple. Fine. You won't give me what I want. I'm going to Florida. I'll go team up with them.
Here's a question for Sweeney. Martian had an 8-team no trade list.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to go to Florida, and Sweeney's still getting ripped by the Marchand fans, right?
Yeah.
It's pretty polarizing. I'd say it's pretty split. It's kind of similar to like Belichick leaving. Like, it is pretty split. There are a lot of fans that are so mad at the organization. They're so mad at Sweeney. People want Sweeney fired, and kind of ignoring the fact that he did trade Marchand to his preferred destination, whether it was out of spite, whether they're a contender, whatever the reason, East Coast, whatever the reason is, he sent them there. Do you think Vegas was on his no-trade list? Do you think Edmonton or Colorado? I know Colorado made other moves, but were any of those other teams on the list? And would it have been better in the mind of fans if Sweeney sent him there? Let's say the return's the same. You're not getting a huge haul in return. You're getting what could be a late second-round pick or maybe a late first-round pick in like 3 years. So he did him a solid. I guess should he have even have done him that solid? Should you've just gotten the best return possible? I'm glad, though. We talk about this all the time in sports. Do you want to trade in the division or not? You should get the best return. Bill Belichick famously sent Drew Bledsoe to the Bills, so you should get the best return possible. I don't even know if that necessarily was the case here, but he's not getting any credit for like helping Marchand go to where he wanted to go.
I think they got the best return.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, they got a conditional first in 2028. Which is a long ways away, but that might have been the best they could do.
Some
of that might be, you know, Marchand was, again, a driving force in where he was going to play and where he was going to allow them to trade him to. And
the injury is a factor, too, right? Like, Trent Frederick getting a 2-4 and, like, Carlo getting what he got and Coyle getting what he got. If Marchand can't play until, like, a week before the playoffs, I get the trade deadline was so late, it's stupid. But if he can't play, then that obviously lowers what you get in return. I also love, and this is just the difference between sports, so we don't need to get hung up on this, but in that cut there from Emily Kaplan, she's saying how, the front office had to approve a third year with the Jacobs mm-hmm. family. So in baseball, they need to approve like a $300 million deal. And then in hockey, they're like, can we get $6 million more yeah. for our best well, left wing in franchise history?
That might be a Jacobs thing, too.
No, yeah,
that
good
might
name.
Not be every yeah. team in the NHL. That right. might be a Jacobs family thing.
But it feels like it couldn't have been very close for what the asks were, only because they were willing to send him to a division rival for a second-round pick and pay part of the salary. I think Sweeney and Neely realized this guy wasn't coming back. We weren't going to be able to keep him. And maybe they didn't desperately want him, and maybe Brad didn't desperately want to be back here either. So, maybe like it got to such a point with the way the season's unfolded. The Swayman thing, I think, is a big issue that affected the team on the ice, and it also affected the team off the ice.
All the contracts they've handed out, and they yeah. wanted Marchand to stay flat. I don't think they're asking him to take a pay cut. They want him to stay roughly flat.
Like, to me, like, that's not insulting.
No.
He might take it that way, and if he wants to compare it to Elias Lindholm, fine. But if you compare it to previous Bruin like captains and like, you know, long time Bruins, you know, Tuca and Chara and Krejci and Bergeron, those guys did take pay cuts. Well, Tuca didn't, but those other guys did take pay cuts to stay.
Yeah, Krejci eventually did. Bergeron and Chara certainly did for a long time. And so, no, look, I don't think it's a slap in his face to say you're staying flat. We're giving you 3 years, 6-3 AAV ish.
Yep.
I don't think that's a slap in his face, but I don't really blame him for saying, you paid all these other guys, you better pay me too. So I'm actually okay with the Bruins and their trade deadline, believe it or not. I wish they got more from Marchand, but I'm happy with the return for Coyle and Carlo, and going back to the Frederick deal last week, Brazeau, whatever, some other minor deals. Maybe they didn't get enough on Marchand, but in general, they needed to do this. They needed to rip the Band-Aid off. They needed to go into the next phase. Is that fair? Do you agree with that? Are you largely happy with what they did on Friday? You think it was the right decision?
Yeah, I am surprised that they didn't get a little bit more for Marchand, but that must be the injury. The injury is sort of a wild card, which we sort of admitted. I think if he was healthy as an ox, you're getting at least a guaranteed first-round pick. Now you got to sort of have that the conditions on it. But no, this team wasn't going anywhere. This team, and I was a little worried about Neely talking about maybe a retool or, you know, during the Four Nations break when they spoke, sort of talking about like the 7 games before the deadline, you're like, really? You're going to hinge everything on those 7 games? And they didn't. Like, to their credit, they knew this team wasn't going anywhere. And rather than trying to run it back again with a third coach in 3 years with a similar group, like, no, that wasn't going to do it. You needed more major changes. You now give the team really to Pasternak, McAvoy, Swayman. You guys are going to be the building blocks, and you guys are going to be sort of the face of the new Bruins, and we're going to turn it around. So, no, overall, I like what they did.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
One more item here, and then we can start to mix in a few notes from NFL free agency. Twitter is back, Keith.
Woo!
X is back.
All right.
And so we're getting little dribs and drabs and updates. Not, of course, related to the Patriots.
No, they're pretty quiet.
But we're getting little updates here and there. Charlie Jacobs did put out a statement, as did Sweeney and Neely over the weekend after the Marchand trade. Charlie had this to say. Cam and Don and hockey operations have my full support as they make these difficult decisions, which we collectively believe will set our franchise up for a new era of success in the future. Our goal remains unchanged. To be Stanley Cup driven, and together we're charting a course for the next century.
Next century?
I mean, you know, they just celebrated their centennial.
We could all be gone tomorrow. I mean, that is crazy to talk like that.
I know.
As a, I can't make plans for a week from now.
A week or two ago, that asteroid was supposed to clunk into Earth. I think they ruled that out. But yeah, next century.
Be great.
So they have the full support, meaning Neely and Sweeney. So to me, unless he's just saying that to put off until the offseason some firings.
Yeah.
I think these guys are safe. I think Sweeney and Neely aren't going anywhere.
I would agree with that. That's how I read it. Also, in the paragraph prior to that, he does have a, while we made our best efforts to keep Brad in black and gold for the rest of his playing career, he now embarks on the next chapter. So he threw a little zing
in there. We made our best efforts.
Yeah, we did our best.
We made our best efforts.
Kind of putting it on the player a little bit, but then certainly backing Sweeney and Neely, which I know a lot of fans don't want to hear. This would be the hope. We were talking about this a little bit off the air, like with Nick before the show. This would be the hope. Sweeney isn't using all these picks to draft because, first of all, it takes a long time to develop NHL guys. Maybe not as long as baseball, but it takes a while to really develop and even see if you hit on a draft. But also, he has been good at trades in his career.
Yes.
So do you stockpile all these picks now in the offseason? Maybe teams are a little bit more open to trades. Maybe teams that, you know, are going for the playoffs or are doing that. They don't want to give up. But then in the offseason, they're more willing to move guys. If he's trading for established guys, I feel a little bit better about it than if he's actually just using all these picks.
So what are they going to do in the offseason? What did they get for a return? Mittelstadt and Fraser Minton and names like this. I see people talking about that in the Twitch chat. We'll get to more of that with Scott McLaughlin, WEEI.com.
Very good.
Check him out on the Odyssey app as well. He's going to join us in studio at 11 o'clock. We'll get some real insight into the Bruins at the trade deadline.
The Bruins one Bruins guy forward. Who doesn't turn his nose at Scoops
Keith. That's true. He does, credit hashtag Scoops Keith. So we'll reward him coming up here at 11 o'clock. If he sees that as a reward, probably not a reward.
No.
In his mind, he's like, I got to go talk to these guys.
Great.
So anyway, we'll do that coming up again at 11. He'll join us in studio. Scott McLaughlin from WEEI.com. In the meantime, Patriots, there's a few little tweets out there that I find interesting.
All right, what do you got?
That we should get to with the Pats. Chad Graff has a couple.
Graff
has a couple here about the Patriots and what they could spend and perhaps why free agents may not want to come to New England. Interesting. Let's dive into that with all your phone calls coming up next.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.